post game with Terry Ward, the cup game with the Blackburn Hawks. For long periods, matched the Hawks, best game against them this season. And then the third period, they kind of took advantage of a couple of slip-ups, a couple of mistakes, and they were just clinical in the third.
I think that sums it up really, Craig. You're right. First and second period, we're right alongside them. With a goal from a face-off, which I didn't think was, you know, a goal, but the referee gave it. You can't know nothing about that. Made it 5-3 going into the third. And we made a couple of mistakes. Unfortunately, Andy Finn's blade went on his skate. He fell over, and obviously they got a goal from that. And just a couple of mistakes, and when you play good sides, they punish you. And Blackburn are a good side, and they punished us, basically.
The start, obviously, the referee new at this level. Possibly calling it different to other NAIHL referees. Two early penalties, Blackburn capitalised, but then Billingham seemed to learn from that. Didn't take any more kind of silly penalties. And then battling back from 2-0 down, must have been proud of the effort there.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, we worked hard, we got back into 2-2, you know, and we were going into the second period, and again we were level, and then they got a, like I said, disputed goal. So we were very happy with it, the performance we put in the first and second period. The third period we just lost our way a little bit, I think, and like I said, we made mistakes. You get punished by mistakes. If you make them, that's it. And it wasn't by the younger players that the mistakes were getting made, it was some senior players. So
tonight, for one, saving grace could be it's a cup game, but the league standards again come back next week. Solway uncharacteristically kind of down in the lower reaches, so it's a big game coming up next Sunday.
It is, because Solway are still a very, very good side, and they've strengthened up from a few weeks ago. So it'll be a tough game for us next week. We'll have to work a little bit harder on our power play in the practice. We had a 5-minute power play and I ain't done nothing. And you've got a 5-minute power play, you've got to make sure you do something with it. So I think we'll have to work a little bit harder on our power play. And hopefully we'll have a couple of players back. Hopefully Scott Warden, Spike will be back. Hopefully Jack Davies is training next week. He's been up for a long time. And Jamie Patterson's training next week, hopefully. So get them guys back, it'll be like four extra players again.
And a couple of bumps tonight, hopefully there'll be nothing serious and we'll...
Yeah, Cal Davies got a stick across the back. We don't know what that's, how serious that is at the moment. Hopefully it'll be okay. Just bruising, hopefully.
And just a word, you've said Blackburn are a good team. They seem to be the only team that can string a kind of run together, so they're the team to beat this year.
I think they are the team to beat because, you know, they are consistent. You know, every week they turn it on every week and they do it every week. And I think everybody else in the league is so hit and miss, including ourselves. And we've just got to try and sort that out, really, try and get a bit of consistency. I thought we did it the last few weeks, you know, in the league, where we've kept teams down to no goals, and we've done pretty well on that. So we just need to get back to that, really, and that we need next week.